This audio file is a transcription of the CMI document. Since the document was written to be a printed document, there may be some elements that do not translate clearly. Accordingly, do not rely on this audio file, but use the printed CMI as the authoritative document. This is the consumer medicine information for Elrexfio, Elrex4. Active ingredient, elranatamab. This medicine has provisional approval in Australia for relapsed or refractory multiple myeloma in adults who have received at least 3 prior therapies, including a proteasome inhibitor, an immunomodulatory agent, and an anti-CD38 monoclonal antibody, and have demonstrated disease progression on the last therapy. The decision to approve this medicine has been made on the basis of promising results from preliminary studies. More evidence is required to be submitted when available to fully confirm the benefit and safety of the medicine for this use. This leaflet provides important information about using Elrexfio. You should also speak to your doctor or pharmacist if you would like further information, or if you have any concerns or questions about using Elrexfio. Where to find information in this leaflet? Why am I using Elrexfio? Elrexfio is a cancer medicine that contains the active ingredient elranatamab. Elrexfio is used to treat adults with cancer of the bone marrow called multiple myeloma. It is used for patients who have had at least 3 other kinds of treatment that have not worked or have stopped working. Elrexfio is an antibody, a type of protein which has been designed to recognize and attach to specific targets in your body. Elrexfio targets proteins found on cells in the blood. B-cell maturation agent, BCMA, found on multiple myeloma cancer cells. Cluster of differentiation 3, CD3, found on T cells of your immune system. This medicine works by attaching to the proteins on these cells, so that your immune system can destroy the multiple myeloma cancer cells. Ask your doctor if you have any questions about why this medicine has been prescribed for you. What should I know before I use Elrexfio? Warnings. Elrexfio may cause side effects that are serious, life-threatening, or lead to death, including allergic reactions, cytokine release syndrome, CRS, infections, neurological problems including a serious immune reaction called immune effector cell-associated neurotoxicity syndrome, ICANS, and blood abnormalities. Due to the risk of severe reactions, hospitalization is recommended for step-up dosing, and when therapy is restarted. See additional information under Section 6. Are there any side effects? You will receive an Elrexfio patient card from your doctor or pharmacist. Always carry the Elrexfio patient card with you and show it to healthcare professionals involved in your care and if you go to the emergency department. The Elrexfio patient card lists symptoms of CRS and neurological problems, including ICANS. Get medical help right away if you develop any of the symptoms listed on the Elrexfio patient card. You may need to be treated in a hospital. Do not use Elrexfio if you are allergic to elranatamab or any of the ingredients listed at the end of this leaflet. Symptoms of an allergic reaction may include shortness of breath, wheezing, or difficulty breathing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, or other parts of the body, rash, itching, or hives on the skin. Always check the ingredients to make sure you can use this medicine. If you are not sure whether you should start using this medicine, talk to your doctor. Check with your doctor if you have had fever, chills, or any other signs or symptoms of infection. Low numbers of white blood cells can increase your risk of infection. Have had abnormal blood test results. Decreased numbers of white blood cells, red blood cells, and platelets are very common while you are using Elrexfio. Low numbers of red blood cells can increase tiredness and shortness of breath, and make your skin paler than normal. Low numbers of platelets can increase your risk of bleeding. Your doctor will monitor you with regular blood tests to check for changes in the levels of your blood cells. Have or have had kidney problems. Have or have had liver problems. Take any medicines for any other condition. During treatment, you may be at risk of developing certain side effects. It is important you understand these risks and how to monitor for them. See additional information under Section 6. Are there any side effects? Vaccinations. Tell your doctor if you had a recent vaccination or are scheduled to receive a vaccine. You should not receive a live vaccine within 4 weeks before you start treatment with Elrexfio and during treatment with Elrexfio. If you are not sure about the type of vaccine, ask your healthcare provider. Pregnancy and breastfeeding. Check with your doctor if you are pregnant or intend to become pregnant. LREX fear may harm your unborn baby. Your healthcare provider should do a pregnancy test before you start treatment with LREX-FEO. If you are of childbearing age, you should use effective contraception during treatment and for 5 months after your last dose of LREX-FEO. Talk to your doctor if you're breastfeeding or intend to breastfeed. It is not known if LREX-FEO passes into your breast milk. Do not breastfeed during treatment and for 5 months after your last dose of LREX-FEO. Children and adolescents. Do not give LREX-FEO to children or young people below 18 years of age. This is because it is not known how LREX-FEO will affect them. LREX-FEO is not addictive. What if I'm taking other medicines? Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you are taking any other medicines, including any medicines, vitamins, or supplements that you buy without a prescription from your pharmacy, supermarket, or health food shop. Some medicines may interfere with LREX-FEO and affect how it works. When you start LREX-FEO treatment, your body releases proteins called cytokines, which are made by certain immune and non-immune cells and have an effect on the immune system. The release of cytokines may affect how other medicines work. The highest risk for an interaction between the release of cytokines and other medicines you are taking is during the step-up dosing schedule. See Section 4. How do I use LREX-FEO? After a side effect called CRS, your doctor will monitor and adjust other medicines you take during this period. Check with your doctor or pharmacist if you are not sure about what medicines, vitamins, or supplements you are taking, and if these affect LREX-FEO. How do I use LREX-FEO? How LREX-FEO is given. You will receive LREX-FEO under the supervision of an experienced healthcare professional. LREX-FEO will always be given to you as an injection under the skin, subcutaneous injection. LREX-FEO is given in the stomach area, or thigh. How much to use? The dose of LREX-FEO is 76 mg, but the first two doses you receive will be lower. When to use LREX-FEO? You will receive a step-up dose 1 of 12 mg on week 1, day 1. You will then receive a step-up dose 2 of 32 mg on week 1, day 4. You will then receive a full treatment dose of 76 mg on week 2, day 1. You will then continue receiving a full treatment dose once a week from week 3 to week 24, as long as you are getting benefit from LREX-FEO. You will then continue receiving a full treatment dose once every other week from week 25 onwards, as long as you are getting benefit from LREX-FEO. Other medicines given during treatment with LREX-FEO. You will be given medicines 1 hour before each of your first three doses of LREX-FEO, which help to lower the chance of side effects such as CRS. These may include medicine to reduce the risk of fever, such as paracetamol. Medicine to reduce the risk of inflammation, corticosteroids. Medicine to reduce the risk of an allergic reaction, antihistamines. You may also be given these medicines for later doses of LREX-FEO, based on any symptoms you have. You may also be given additional medicines, based on any symptoms you experience, or your medical history. After you receive the first two doses, hospitalization is recommended for 48 hours after you receive the first step-up dose and for 24 hours after you receive the second step-up dose. Your doctor will monitor you for side effects for 48 hours after each of your first two doses due to the risk of CRS and ICANS. If you forget to use LREX-FEO, LREX-FEO should be used regularly at the same time each week up to week 24 and at the same time each fortnight after week 24. If you miss your dose at the usual time, the dose should be administered as soon as possible, and the dosing schedule adjusted as needed to maintain the dose interval. If you cannot keep your appointment with the doctor, make sure you call your doctor right away, so another appointment can be made as soon as possible. If you use too much LREX-FEO, this medicine will be given by your healthcare professional. In the unlikely event that you are given too much and overdose, your healthcare professional will check you for side effects. What should I know while using LREX-FEO? Things you should do. Make sure you follow your doctor's instructions and keep all appointments. Tell your doctor immediately if you develop any of the signs or symptoms of CRS or neurological problems, including ICANS listed below, at any time during your treatment with LREX-FEO. CRS. Symptoms of CRS may include fever, 38 degrees Celsius or higher, difficulty breathing, chills, dizziness or lightheadedness, fast heartbeat, increased liver enzymes in your blood, neurological problems, including ICANS. Symptoms of neurological problems may include numbness and tingling, feeling like pins and needles, confusion, trouble speaking, muscle spasms, tremor, changes in your handwriting, problems walking, muscle weakness, burning, throbbing, or stabbing pain. Infections. Upper respiratory tract infections and pneumonia are the most common infections with Elrexfio. Elrexfio can cause bacterial and viral infections that are severe, life-threatening, or that may lead to death. Your doctor will monitor you for symptoms of infection before and during treatment with Elrexfio. Your doctor may prescribe medicines for you to help prevent infections and treat you as needed. If you develop an infection during treatment with Elrexfio, decreased white blood cell counts. Decreased white blood cell counts are common with Elrexfio and can also be severe. Fever sometimes also happens with low white blood cell counts and may be a sign that you have an infection. Your doctor will check your blood cell counts before you start and during treatment with Elrexfio and treat you as needed. Your doctor may temporarily or permanently stop Elrexfio if you have any of the side effects listed above and they're severe. Tell your healthcare professional if you notice any signs of the above. The symptoms are listed under serious side effects in section 6. Are there any side effects? Call your doctor straight away if you get a fever, chills, or any symptom of an infection. Remind any doctor, dentist, or pharmacist you visit that you are using Elrexfio. Things you should not do. Do not give Elrexfio to anyone else, even if they have the same condition as you. Do not use Elrexfio to treat any other complaints, unless your doctor tells you to. Do not stop using Elrexfio without checking with your doctor. Driving, or using machines. Do not drive, or operate heavy, or potentially dangerous machinery during treatment with Elrexfio, and for 48 hours after each of the two doses of Elrexfio, that are part of the step-up dosing schedule. If you develop new neurological symptoms such as feeling less alert, tiredness, dizziness, or confusion while using Elrexfio, do not drive, or operate heavy, or potentially dangerous machinery until the symptoms go away. Drinking alcohol. Tell your doctor if you drink alcohol. Looking after your medicine. Elrexfio is stored and administered by healthcare professionals, so it is unlikely that you will store this medicine at home. Elrexfio should be stored in a refrigerator, 2 degrees Celsius to 8 degrees Celsius, and kept in the original carton, in order to protect from light. Do not freeze. Do not shake. Keep it where young children cannot reach it. Getting rid of any unwanted medicine. Elrexfio will be disposed of appropriately by the healthcare professionals. Do not use this medicine after the expiry date. Are there any side effects? All medicines can have side effects. If you do experience any side effects, most of them are minor and temporary. However, some side effects may need medical attention. See the information below, and, if you need to, ask your doctor or pharmacist if you have any further questions about side effects. Common side effects. Common side effects. Blood-related issues. Bleeding, or bruising more easily. Low white blood cell count, red blood cell count, or platelet cell count. High liver enzymes. Low potassium and or phosphate levels. Gastrointestinal issues. Nausea, feeling sick, diarrhea, or vomiting. Metabolism and nutrition disorders. Loss of appetite. Skin-related issues. Dry skin or skin rash. Injection site reaction. Skin rash, itching, hard lumps, swelling, pain, bruising, rash, or bleeding at injection site. General disorders and administration site conditions. Fatigue, tiredness, lack of energy, headache, fever, feeling of weakness in your muscles and pain in your joints. What to do? Speak to your doctor if you have any of these side effects and they worry you. Serious side effects. Serious side effects. Allergic type reactions. Chest tightness. Shortness of breath, wheezing, or difficulty breathing. Swelling of the face, lips, tongue, or other parts of the body. Hives, itching, or skin rash. Immune reaction, CRS. Fever, difficulty breathing, chills, dizziness, or lightheadedness, fast heartbeat, increased liver enzymes in your blood. Neurological problems, including ICANS. Nervous system effects such as headache, feeling confused, feeling less alert, having difficulty speaking or writing. Feeling like pins and needles. Muscle spasms and tremors. Burning, throbbing, or stabbing pain. Infection issues. Signs and symptoms suggestive of an infection, or an extreme reaction to an infection, known as sepsis, such as fever, chills, listlessness, paleness. Signs and symptoms of an infection in your chest may also include discomfort in your chest, dizziness, breathlessness, rapid heart rate and weakness. Signs of a urinary tract infection such as wanting to urinate more often and urgently, burning pain when urinating, feeling that the bladder is still full after urinating, urine that is cloudy, very smelly, or bloody. Blood-related issues. Signs and symptoms suggestive of blood abnormalities such as persistent fever, bruising, bleeding very easily, paleness. What to do? Call your doctor straight away, or go straight to the emergency department at your nearest hospital, if you notice any of these serious side effects. Tell your doctor, or pharmacist if you notice anything else that may be making you feel unwell. Other side effects not listed here may occur in some people. Reporting side effects. After you have received medical advice for any side effects you experience, you can report side effects to the Therapeutic Goods Administration online at www.tga.gov.au/reporting-problems. By reporting side effects, you can help provide more information on the safety of this medicine. Always make sure you speak to your doctor or pharmacist before you decide to stop taking any of your medicines. Product details. This medicine is only available with a doctor's prescription. 1 L-Rexfio contains active ingredient, main ingredient, L-Rinatamab. Other ingredients, inactive ingredients, histidine, histidine hydrochloride monohydrate, disodium etidate, polysorbate 80, sucrose, water for injections, potential allergens, none. Do not use this medicine if you are allergic to any of these ingredients. L-Rexfio does not contain lactose, gluten, tartrazine, or any other azodis. What L-Rexfio looks like. L-Rexfio contains 40 mg per milliliter L-Rinatamab, and is a clear to slightly opalescent, colorless to pale brownish sterile liquid solution. L-Rexfio 44 mg per 1.1 milliliters vial. L-Rexfio L-Rinatamab 44 mg and 1.1 milliliter solution for injection vial OSTAR 408212. L-Rexfio 76 mg per 1.9 milliliter vial. L-Rexfio L-Rinatamab 76 mg and 1.9 milliliter solution for injection vial OSTAR 408213. Who distributes L-Rexfio? Pfizer Australia Pty Ltd. Sydney, New South Wales. Toll-free number 1-800-675-2229. www.physamedicalinformation.com.au. This leaflet was prepared in June 2024. Trademark. Please scan this code for more information about this medicine.